The Fanatic Best of Podcasts are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, 4:30, let's get a Twitter poll update from Natalie Eganoff. Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Nat.
All righty, Mike, there's over 2,400 votes on this one today. Do you believe there is a new Philadelphia? 17% say yes, 83% say no. So it's...
We have to further explain the concept of what where that comes from. Chris Heck. But we'll do that. We'll do that.
I think it's gone a little bit deeper than
it has.
Intended.
I don't think people are understanding fully what it is about. But we'll try to explain it. But in the meantime, you know, we just played Jim Curtin, and he mentioned a guy named Kevin Kincaid. And I facetiously said I didn't know who that was. But I do know who it is. And he writes for the website Crossing Broad, which provides in this city... Well, I'm not really sure what it provides. But anyway, Kevin yesterday on Twitter was being dismissive about our decision to discuss what I thought was a very discussable topic, and that was Doug Peterson kind of fumbling the ball when asked about the comments of Brett Favre saying that the Eagles would have been better off with Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz. And it lit up the lines. It was a great discussion. It was very interesting. But we were being pummeled on social media by Kevin. So Kevin is on the line right now to try to explain it. Kevin, we all think you're a very nice man, nice guy. Perhaps,
I appreciate that.
Perhaps you're being corrupted by salacious blogism. But that's another point for another day. So let's get into why you were hammering us yesterday, because you were very dismissive. You were saying on Twitter, "Well, they're only talking about that's a non-issue, and they were only talking about it because they have time to film Sports Talk Radio, basically."
Well, it's the bye week, you know. I mean, it's always slow during the bye week, so you have to find stuff to talk about. We got to find stuff to talk about too. We're all just trying to survive during the bye week, you know what I mean? But look, here's the first answer. I'm going to read it to you verbatim. I respect Brett's opinion. We are friends, but I haven't talked to him, and he's entitled to that. That's about it. The end. That's it. That's the end. There's nothing controversial there.
Could not be more wrong.
No.
Because let's get to the second question. Tyra, can we play the second question here? These guys cover the team, right? They cover the team. If they didn't think it was worth pursuing, they would not ask the question.
Going with the follow-up question.
Well, the follow-up question. Opinion. See, I don't know if you cover sports, but you're aware of sports in this town, right?
I'm credentialed for this.
All right,
I have an Emmy sitting on my mantle. Wait, let me check. Seven years at Eyewitness.
An Emmy?
Mike,
oh,
when
Lord.
He says, yes, Mike, when he says, I respect Brett's opinion, that doesn't mean that he agrees with it.
But if you don't agree with it, you say you don't agree with it. What are you missing here?
He doesn't have to say that. We all know that Les Bowen, the sleuth that he is, has to come in and say, are you sure? Are you sure that you don't agree with him? Yes, I'm sure I don't agree with him. Second answer, I respect Brett's opinion. He's entitled to his opinion. That's fine. I'll leave it at that.
You're intentionally missing the obvious here. But let me just explain here. You are aware that there is this perception that maybe the head coach and the quarterback are not on the same page.
According to
you are also aware.
To you specifically. Well,
the Mike Missinelli Show.
This Sunday, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet they cover with the risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FANATIC when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You have that perception.
You are not honestly, all the same.
Not everybody has that perception. Why are we? Why do we have
the
to
majority
leave,
of people who have been paying attention have this perception? Not only that, but when they drafted Jalen Hurts, he danced the river dance. So, like, what are you missing? The fact that that Carson Wentz may not be his favorite quarterback.
What do you want him to say, Mike? Like, we all know he's not a wordsmith, right? He doesn't.
Well, he's asked a direct question. If I ask you a direct question, and I go, and this is my starting quarterback, I go, ha ha. Sometimes Brett talks out his ear, but we all know that Carson's our starter. Like, what? Like, is that difficult?
But why is he, like, let me ask you this. Why is he beholden to some set of rules that we set up? Like, he has to answer in a certain way.
Because it's just fundamental.
He doesn't have to answer in a certain way. We have to lead him until we get the
question. He doesn't have to answer in a certain way. He just has to answer the question like a head coach should in reference to his quarterback.
Can answer the question however he wants to answer the question. He's not beholden to some set of, like, well, he didn't answer it the way that we want him to answer it.
Let's play the Les Brown question. We're going to play the Les Brown question for you. Okay. All right. Now I want to make you a reporter. I know that's, you know, that's an odd thing, but let me make you a reporter here. And this is what, here's Les Bowen answering the question or asking the question.
Hi, Doug. Just to clarify on the Brett Favre business, you said you respect his opinion, but his opinion in this instance was that you should have kept Nick Foles and gotten rid of Carson Wentz. I'm assuming that's not your opinion.
I respect Brett's opinion. He's entitled to his opinion.
All right. Now, what do you get out of that? He teed it up for him. I'm assuming that's not your opinion. All he has to say is, you're right, it's not my opinion.
Mike, he doesn't have to say, he likes Brett Favre because he's close with Brett Favre. Carson Wentz is his quarterback. He's just trying to take the high road. He doesn't want to give anybody to go off of. I respect his opinion. Doesn't necessarily mean he agrees with his opinion. It's nothing. It's a nothing burger. It's like one piece of bread, another piece of bread, and there's nothing else in there. That's all it is. It's a media creation because we had to ask him a follow up to something that was nothing. It's no,
we created this
for no reason.
The more I give credit to younger people for being more enlightened, the more disappointed I get.
Ageism.
I'm just saying that question is so fundamentally obvious to answer one way. The right. fact that he does it stirs up other thoughts.
You are anti-young journalist. This is your problem.
No, I am not anti-young journalist.
You are anti-blog. You are anti-young journalist.
I have a definition of what a journalist is, but I'm not anti-young journalist.
You lament the fact that the halcyon days of sports journalism.
No, I don't.
They're not what they used to be anymore.
Not at all.
Everybody aggregates. Everybody, you know, does what they have to do because the nature of the business. It's not newspapers and TV anymore. It's anything.
I am perfectly aware of that. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with your perception of an obvious discussion. And the fact that you went on Twitter to blast our discussion of it when you have made a living of putting crap on a website. What standing do you have to complain about what we're doing on Sports Talk Radio when you guys do it every single day?
It's what we do. We talk about the media. We talk about sports media in this town. Doug, this is what the philosophers used to do back in the day. You're Socrates and I'm Plato. We used to like critique each other's work. You know, that's what happens.
Okay, all right.
That's what it is. Right?
I got you. I just think
it's
you're way.
Personal,
yeah, I just think you're way misguided on your perception of this. When the whole city thought it was really interesting, including the people who act as journalists who cover the team.
Well, of course, because they got to find something to talk about. Of course, they're going to be interested in it.
All right, man. Listen, thanks for checking in.
All right, shout out to the Philadelphia Union. Thank you.
There you go. All right.